Welcome to Caldwell University Conversations. I'm Colette Liddy, Director of News and Media Relations. A group of Caldwell University students had the opportunity to discover the art and history legacy of Vienna during their spring break. As a short-term study abroad course, they explored many of the wonders of Austria, from St. Stephen's Cathedral to the Leopold Museum. And we're going to find out more about this adventure with our guests today. I'm happy to welcome students Liam Carney and Ida Asmani. Also with us are the professors who ran the course, Dr. Jennifer Noonan, Associate Professor of Art History, and Dr. Benjamin Lammers, Professor of History. Welcome, everyone.
Thank you. Good to have you here.
Dr. Noonan, you're an art historian. Why Vienna, the capital of Austria?
That's a good question. After we run study abroads, after Professor Lammers and I finish running study abroad, we think about the next site we want to go to, and we thought that there was a really rich cultural heritage in Vienna. There's beautiful works of art, beautiful works of architecture. The Habsburgs, who ran the Austrian-Hungarian Empire for a long period of time, right, there's sort of a large footprint of them all throughout Europe, and so we thought it would be a sort of a nice next step for our study abroad to look at the history and the art there.
It sounds wonderful. Dr. Lammers, it's an interdisciplinary course, so any student can take part in this. Can you explain that? And they also get credit for it, correct?
Yes, that's right. It's open to any student. And they can use the course in a number of different ways in terms of fulfilling Caldwell requirements. So we try and set it up so that students have a lot of different opportunities for how they use the course, but it's certainly open to any student, doesn't matter what their major is.
So Liam and Ida, yes. You have to take us on this visual tour, even though this is audio, right? So tell us what the best parts, the highlights were for you, Ida.
So for me, it was definitely the Schönbrunn Palace, but I wouldn't want to define my experience by just visiting one place. I think that from beginning to end, even waiting in the airport was very exciting, just because you feel like you're part of something and you learn a lot without feeling like you're learning. And now that I look back to my experience, I can say that I feel that I'm more prepared educationally to speak about Vienna, but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed every second of it, even walking the roads of Vienna and just, going from tram to tram. I don't know, for me it was just amazing because you're in another culture, you're in another, so that there's always something that you can learn, even if you're saying goodbye.
And what about the palace impressed you?
So the palace in particular impressed me just because it was their summer residence, so of the Habsburgs, and it was just very rich. You just felt like you needed a gown to be walking there. I felt like I wasn't.
Did you have one?
Unfortunately, no, but I felt like I needed to be better dressed to be in there, and we had a very witty tour guide. She was really funny, and she had like a Viennese American accent, which was really, really nice to hear. And she was upbeat, and she walked us through the history from the 18th to the 19th century, and it's just amazing to me. You know, you're touching and you're walking through. They walked there. They were there. So to me, that's just mind blowing.
So Dr. Lammers or Dr. Noonan, give us a little bit of the history of that palace so we understand where you were.
So it's, we took a tram out there. How far would you say it is from the center of Vienna? Maybe 10 miles from the center of Vienna?
Probably not even that many.
Yeah. And I just write, it was the summer residence of the Habsburgs, and it was built up over really a period of years. And what was nice about it is as we were walking through it, Ida was talking about sort of walking in the footsteps of the family. We really saw the sort of development of the palace itself and how each time a new emperor came in, they added to it, and we saw the change in styles and changes in form from the Baroque period through the Rococo Right, so the 1600s and the 1700s and then the 1800s. So we really got to see that sort of the way in which it lived over time. And I just write, the tour guide was absolutely fabulous and just really energetic. I mean, yes, we had a private tour going through there, but it was nice that she sort of allowed us to experience it as she just gave us this sort of rich history of it.
Brought the history along.
Yes, very much so, I think. The students loved it, right? They
yeah.
Just,
yeah. Yeah, it was great. It was definitely worth doing.
So Liam, what was one of the highlights for you?
Oh, well, certainly just in general, from the educational standpoint, I think there's a difference between just traveling somewhere and then traveling somewhere that we learned about. You know, being somewhere new and beautiful is one thing, but not just seeing nice things, but recognizing the meaning of them, what they were from, what the historical context was, definitely added a layer. And I think that's why I would recommend study abroad to people as opposed to just traveling without the education in advance. But my favorite trip that we took, I think, was out of Vienna into Salzburg, where Mozart was born. And there was something amazing about traveling by train and seeing the interesting, you know, house structure on the countryside. And then we got closer and closer to the Alps in the background and eventually ascended into this fortress where we had an amazing view of the Alps from this panoramic terrace. And that was, well, I think I'm not the only one that, you know, found something very special in that. Many pictures were taken.
And so you learned a little bit about navigating on your own as you took
Was
that a side trip for you, yes, by yourself?
Yeah. Well, no, we went with the teachers. It just happened to be a trip out of Vienna, which was the main focus of our study abroad, I would say. But I will say in terms of getting around by ourselves, the professors did a great job of making sure we got where we had to. And then on the free time that we had sort of almost learned from the way they helped us get around how to manage ourselves in the city. And I don't know about you, Ida, but I found that very useful. So we weren't just lost all the time.
Yeah, and, you know, they encouraged us to make good use of our time. And I think that also helped a lot. So instead of staying in the hotel room, you knew you had options.
They made sure. So you were on go most of the time.
Right, but you never felt tired. I woke up the next morning feeling as energetic as ever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had slept the whole day, yeah.
We often try to schedule a day trip outside of the main city that we are studying in to give students the opportunity to see the countryside, to see a different aspect of the culture and the history of a country that we're studying. And so it's always impressive to me that students, you know, it's a long day. We got on the train at what time, like 7 in the morning or something, and it was a 2.5 hour train ride out to Salzburg, and we spent the day in Salzburg, and then we had dinner there, yeah, and then we got back on the train at like 8 o'clock at night and got back to the hotel at 10 something. It's a long day, and that you're ready to get up again and go the next day is always impressive to me because we walk them a lot.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of walking involved, but that they enjoy it so much is why we keep doing that as well.
Yes. So let's talk a little bit about the museums, the collections and exhibitions. Were you excited about sharing them with the students?
Yes, very excited. I mean, you know, I like going to museums. I like looking at art. That's why I do what I do for a living. And, you know, they're different. The sort of the Kunsthistorisch Museum is really the collection from the 15th century, right? So the 1400s through the 19th century or the 1800s. And so it's just a vast collection of everything from the early modern period up to the 19th century, historicism, impressionism, that sort of thing. And there are some real beauties in that collection. I mean, it's just a phenomenal collection. And then I was really excited to go to the Belvedere with the Klimt and also the Secession Gallery, which has a beautiful frieze done by Klimt. And I think the students were also really most looking forward to the Klimt, so that they got kind of jazzed about it. Always makes me happy.
What did you as students discover in the art?
I think I discovered to look at art differently. Again, I'm a finance and math major, so haven't really spent a lot of my college years looking at art, unfortunately. And so now I just kind of know how to appreciate it. I know that when you walk into a museum, you don't need to absolutely look at every work of art. You choose the one that speaks to you, and you just kind of like let it take you on a ride, kind of. You meditate with it and you understand why it's important to you. And I think in recognizing why that is beautiful, you also start recognizing what's beautiful to you, and you kind of get to know yourself a little bit more in that process.
Yes. Now, Dr. Lammers, your background in history, what were you excited about seeing and sharing with the students? What particular sites?
Well, one of the things we talked a lot about in the class was the history of the Habsburgs, the family that ruled over the Austrian Empire, and their legacy is all over the place in Vienna. So we went to the Hofburg, which was their main imperial residence in Vienna itself, and we spent quite a bit of time in the Hofburg. There are parts of the Hofburg that have a less pleasant history. There's a big square in the Hofburg where Hitler gave a speech when Austria was annexed by Nazi Germany. So it's always nice to be able to connect that history that they've heard about in class to a sort of physical place, because I think that really helps.
To actually see it.
Yeah. So any time that we were able to do that for me is always something that's really great.
You went to several cathedrals, and you also heard the Vienna Boys Choir. What was that experience like?
Oh, yes, yeah. I think that was the first morning after we had slept over. So, and it was an optional trip, but I think the majority of students went on that for good reason. And it was really interesting. It sort of was a mass procession. There was an organ, there was Gregorian singing, sort of. And then the boys choir performed during the mass and then at the end of it again. And I don't know, I think it prepared us for what the rest of the week would be like, just sort of this pure, multi-dimensional artistic experience. I enjoyed it.
And what was the other cathedral that you saw?
We went to St. Stephen's Cathedral. So we went to, that's the Hofkapelle, which is the chapel inside of the Hofburg Palace that Professor Lammers was just talking about. We went to St. Stephen's Cathedral. And then
very well known.
Yeah. and during the free time, we went to sort of the Franciscan Church and the Dominican Church and
which is important.
Yeah,
right?
Of course.
Caldwell is a Dominican university.
Right, exactly. And in class, we talked about the sort of the rise of the mendicant orders in Vienna. But on free time, some of us walked, I think both Ida and Liam,
that's
you guys walked
yeah.
up the tower
yeah.
of the of St. Stephen's Cathedral, which is really fun, too. It gives you a nice view of the city. We went to the Karlskirk, which was the church put up by Charles, one of the emperors, after the expulsion or the eradication of the plague. It was sort of a vow he made. And so students really liked that. And then we took an elevator up to the top as well, which was
yeah.
a little freaky. I at first was like, yeah, I don't think I want to get up on that scaffolding. And all the other students did it. Everybody did it. And I thought, there's no way I'm going to not go up there if everybody else is experiencing it. So, I swallowed my fear and just went up with Sister Kathleen, because she's like, I'm not going up there. I'm like, we can go up together. And so we went up together. And it was impressive.
So Ida and Liam, how did this change your view of travel and planning for travel? How will you do it differently or better next time?
So again, I think this, to go off of what you said earlier, Liam, I would recommend, especially during spring break, to do this just because you're traveling with a purpose. It will make you feel more accomplished when you come back. You won't feel like you wasted your spring break. You'll feel, okay, I went to Vienna, I went to Europe, but you also learned a lot in the process. So it's a very productive way of spending your spring break and just expanding, your culture. Knowledge about the world, and it changed my perception of traveling, because now I know I have to be really prepared and research which is important. Yes, I feel like I'm not even going to go to New York without researching first and knowing where I'm going and just kind of doing things with a purpose. I think that was my whole theme for the trip. You are not just looking at something. What am I getting out of this? How is this making me a better person or expanding my knowledge on XYZ.
Yeah. Well, part of the experience in class was we were prepared in advance and we were asked to write about how will you use your time and what will you look to get out of it. And I think even doing something as simple as that in your own words, in your own grammar, really helps you figure out what you want to do in a place. Just going through articles online about good and bad ways to spend your time, what to avoid and what to look forward to. So in general, I'm more excited to travel than I have been in the past, and I want to get out there again and do it. So I think that's one of the reasons that this was valuable.
Very valuable. And that thought process is good. I know myself, sometimes you go somewhere and you go, darn, I didn't realize that was what I was looking at, right? So
right,
it sounds
right.
like the professors really did a good job of making you think about it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like going to Salzburg without seeing The Sound of Music, It looks
and
like a
did
different
you
place.
See The Sound of Music?
Well, when I was a child, but yes.
But did you see the sights or
I did. There was a unicorn in a fountain. Yeah, so that she Julie Andrews danced around, I believe. Classic movie.
Classic for sure. And Dr. Lammers, about the assignments, they have writing to do. Explain a little bit of what is around the travel in terms of academics.
Well, usually what we do is the students do a short paper before the trip, and it's on a topic related to something they're going to see during the trip. In this case, they did a short paper about an article about Klimt. They also had an exam before we left, and then the main academic assignment that's related to the trip are the journals. So the students work on journals both before the trip, but then also during the trip. So most days we would give them some kind of an assignment. So in a museum, for example, we'd give them a specific assignment to find a particular work, for example, and write about it. And that way we're always trying to connect the academic piece with the travel piece that they're experiencing.
Very good. So as professors, how does this enrich your teaching?
Well, I mean, for me, team teaching is a lot of work, but I really enjoy team teaching. I enjoy it not only because, you know, I'm an art historian, so it's history with pictures, basically, but I like that my colleague is so steeped in history and knows the history so well, and it helps sort of inform and just edify what I know. But I also think that the students get a lot out of hearing two voices in one classroom, right? Because we have very different teaching styles. And I think that, students like to see a discussion of one topic or one theme from two different perspectives. And then, you need to team teach with a colleague who's going to, you know, be as committed to the process as you are. And I think, you know, for me, that's Professor Lammers, because he does so much work and so much work on site and things like that. So for me, it's just the sort of being able to know that I can go someplace with the colleague I'm team teaching with, and that he can, or in this case, Ben can, or Professor Lammers can sort of be an equal partner in the process.
Dr. Lammers, you've seen some studies where students give you feedback about study abroad, short-term study abroad. Can you share that?
Yeah, I mean, just to follow up on your previous question, I think one of the reasons we do this is because study abroad sort of intensifies all the things that you like about teaching, right? One of the reasons you like to teach is you like to be in a classroom with students, and you like it when students are excited and engaged. And usually in study abroad, students are pretty excited and engaged. So you get this incredible 7-day, very concentrated experience where every day students are excited by things. And so you get that feedback that's just terrific. And in terms of what you're referring to, the college administers a survey to students called the National Survey of Student Engagement, the NESE survey. And the last time we did the NESE, which I think was last year, our freshman students were pretty clear that they were very interested in study abroad. But unfortunately, a lot of our seniors said, well, I didn't get a chance to do study abroad. So that's another reason why I think we like to do it, because we know there's students out there who are looking for these types of experiences, and we try to provide them in this way. There's other people who do it in other departments as well, and I think the more opportunities we can give to students, the better.
So our final question to that, Ida and Liam, what would you say to students who are considering going on a short-term study abroad experience?
Well, I would say if you're seriously interested in it, or even a little bit interested, attend one of the information sessions or speak to the teachers that, you know, take these trips and have done it before, and speak to some of your friends or some students maybe in grades above you or years above you that have done it. And then if what they say interests you, pursue it. By all means, it's definitely worth it.
Ida?
I would definitely recommend making it a reality and I can't speak for all. I'm sure study abroad in general is great, but with Dr. Lammers and Dr. Noonan, there wasn't a detail that I was even remotely worried about. Every part of the experience was curated, and I just still am baffled why it was so cheap when it comes to, you know, because they see it from the student's perspective, and I think you can see that in any, from the time off that they gave us that was really balanced to the sites that they chose for us to see. I think everything was amazing, and if you're thinking about it, you should really do it.
Well, I want to thank you all for joining me and for bringing Austria live today. And our guests have been Caldwell University students Liam Carney and Ida Asmani, and professors Dr. Jennifer Noonan and Dr. Benjamin Lammers. My thanks to our students, Suni Gupta and Drew Timothy, for their production assistance. I'm Colette Liddy. Join us next time for Caldwell University Conversations.